Mr. Church, will you read us back into open session, please?
Whereas the Coburn Town Council has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote and in accordance with provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.23712 of the Code of Virginia requires certification by the Coburn Town Council that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore be resolved that the Coburn Town Council hereby certifies that to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempt from open meeting requirement by Virginia law were discussed in closed meeting to which the certification or resolution applies, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion convening the executive meeting were heard, discussed, or considered by the Coburn Town Council. Carl Collins.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Taylor.
In between here, I guess what was being talked about.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're back in open session. Is there any action resulting from closed session?
That's a no, isn't it, other than what I'm going to ask?
That's an action.
Okay, so yeah.
Okay.
I have an action.
Okay.
It's going to come from me because I've already asked this once before. On November the 22nd at 10:28 a.m., I requested. I was wondering, and I said, not always good, but anyway, can you run reports for all of our tracked cars and trucks to show me and other council what the reports look like, what all is entailed in the reports, like maybe a month of a report, so we can see what we are paying for. Not sure how big the reports are, so wasn't sure if it is feasible or not. And then we got into the conversation. Scott, you replied with, I can, I still don't have a login, blah, blah, blah. Scott, I thought that had already been done. Scott said no, da da da. And Jimmy, da da. And Jimmy said, I will. And what happened to him?
The reports.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about them.
Well, can we not forget them and have some first of January?
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm not picking on any one vehicle. I want to see what we're paying for. So, how big are these reports?
I'm not rambling yet, I don't know.
So, just to make it evenly across the board, I like to all of our vehicles and have a tracker on it.
For
a month?
I'd actually like to see it from the time we installed them.
That would be fine. I would just like for us to be able to see what we've got going on. Because, you know, you're not always going to be the police chief, hate to tell you that, but things happen.
Right.
You know, 15 years from now.
I hope I'm not, to be honest.
15 years from now, and Jimmy, same thing with you, 15 years from now, and then we may not be here. Same thing.
I ain't going to be here forever, I'll tell you that.
Jim Tay said he's going to be here forever. So he needs to know so that he can know what these reports look like and we know what we're asking for when we may ask for something. And I think that's fair to us that we see that. And that was, I'd already asked one time, that's why they voted for me to do it, and I said, I'll just read what I already asked for. So I had to hand it up, so that's what I'm asking for. And I would like to see it across the board for everybody.
Scott, do you have access into the system?
I do not.
Okay. Jimmy, can you make sure that tomorrow morning you guys get together and
take
go
notes,
back, you know,
right
go back there. Through, make notes, because, you know, I want you to pull reports for your department, I want you to pull the reports for Public Works, and, you know, get those to us.
Tomorrow morning.
We don't want the reports tomorrow morning, but
we want you to
know how to get into the system. And, for instance,
and then that way you could print the reports for your group, and he can report for his group.
Okay.
And that way everybody can do their own things.
All right, any other action resulting from closed session? Hearing none. Next item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Mr. Collins.
No.
Mr. Mooney.
Since we will not be back together again before Christmas, I just would like to wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and looking forward to next year.
Mr. Steele.
What David Tay just said, Merry Christmas to everybody. I appreciate everybody's work. I do, really. And and it seemed like the farther I go, the more
intense
it gets. The first year I was here, it just seemed like I just skipped across the tops of hills. And I said, man, this is a breed, but it's getting a little more detailed.
You're getting to the point now where you know what's everything going on.
I kind of.
It takes a year.
It took me a year, but we got so much good stuff going on. And it just keeps happening to us. We've got money coming in that we did have, and there's things are looking up for us, guys. They have been for a while. And I just want to keep it going that way. And I want to try to work out all the kinks that we can to make it work smooth. You know, I know that doesn't mean nothing to all of you. I hope it does. But I sincerely mean that. But I do appreciate everybody. I really do. That's all I've got to say.
Okay, thank you. Mrs. Steele.
Same thing he said, Merry Christmas to everybody. Merry Christmas. I'll see you before you leave.
You bring it with you?
No. I know you wanted to see him open
it. I want to see him open it.
So you want me to wait and make him get it when he comes back?
No. It's going to be here?
No, it's at the house.
Oh, go ahead and
give it to him. I can send Joe after.
No, go ahead and give it to
him. But anyway, I got something for you. It's special.
Okay.
And everybody knows what it is but you.
Yeah.
And you. And maybe Carlos.
But anyway, Merry Christmas to the police department. And I know it's a busy time of year. It's your business because of just the holidays the way they are. And it's always a bad time, police departments and fire departments. And I appreciate everything everybody does. I appreciate all the council and all the work that they do.
Yes.
And sometimes the work they don't do is probably good. I'm good. But anyway, Jimmy, work hard, make us proud. I don't like bad phone calls. Will, just keep on covering us. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
That's all I got to say.
Okay, a couple of things. Christmas parade. Christmas parade was absolutely fabulous. It is probably not the largest Christmas parade. Maybe the largest Christmas parade. It's not the largest parade we've ever had. But by far was the largest attendance, I believe, that we've ever had in a parade since I've been involved in it. I mean, the attendance was fabulous. There was places that there were 7 or 8 folks deep. And I know Sharon and I rode together in a vehicle, and I brought 2 very large bags of candy. She brought 1 very, very large bag of candy. So we had all kinds of candy. We ran out here at basically at the across the street from here. So it was great. I think the kids enjoyed everything. I think Santa did a marvelous job, as always. We have the best Santa in the world. Matter of fact, I'm pretty confident he is Santa Claus. So what can I say? And I put in a special request with Santa this year for CIA members, so I'm hoping he comes through with that. One other thing we touched on early on, which I'll just go ahead and throw this out here to everyone at this point in time, as everyone knows, we've got ongoing water project going on right now. This is changing the filtration plant up in Tom's Creek. It's changing the water line from Tom's Creek all the way down to the three-way, as well as the water line from the traffic light up here on 72 into Banner, where we service through there. We are planning on, when I say we, this is through Lane Group, having a groundbreaking for that sometime in January. There's invitations going out to different dignitaries for that to attend, who's been involved in this project throughout. So just as soon as we get a date on that, we'll let everyone know when to be there and have your shovel in hand. Merry Christmas, everyone. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion?
One quick discussion.
Yes.
Thanks goes out to Camp 18 for Santa's new ride.
And everything else they do.
And everything else that they do for us.
So we're going to get a letter made up.
And I need a letter. We'll draw it up ourselves. I'm saying the people of public. And it did go in the COVID. Thank you. A note and a picture.
Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye. Any opposed, we are adjourned.